This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, Melody Prummer, Executive Director of Peace at Home Advocacy Center. So you've got your 11th annual Dance Gala competition coming up in February, and it appears to be February now.
Yes, as of today, good morning, everybody. We have four events coming up in February, including a rehearsal on February 12th, which is a Saturday at Winston Community Center. And if you haven't heard, we've added a vocals competition to our dance competition. And the vocalists will be performing at Sunnyside Theater on February 17th. And our dancers are performing February 18th. So you should get tickets now. And we also have our virtual event on February 19th, where you'll see all vocalists and dancers perform.
So 11 years of doing this. The last couple of years, you've kind of had to shift things around a bit. What's that been like?
It's been actually really, really fun. As you know, Kyle, we mix things up every year. And last year, we had our first virtual event, much like everybody else. This year, though, we added not only vocals to our in-person events and virtual events, we've also invited youth to participate in the competition.
So what kind of response did you get there?
Yeah, so we have some youth who are dancing in the competition, and we have some special performances by a couple of youth who are doing solo performances to open the show on Thursday and Friday night.
And what kind of music are we going to hear amidst all this?
Oh, it is very diverse. We have everything, oh my goodness, from Blondie to Elton John, some country, just some pop, like lots of different things. I don't want to disclose which music we're performing, but we did have rehearsals last Friday, and it was really fun to see the stage presence and the performers really showcasing their talent.
So how did this idea evolve? I mean, from the front end, obviously it's your big fundraiser of the year. You need to make the money for all the serious work you do. How did this fun aspect kind of get in the mix?
Well, the dance competition started when I was hired at Peace at Home 9 years ago, when our board member, Valadia Ball, came to me and asked if we would do sort of our own like local Dancing with the Stars event. And so that has evolved over time, and we have several coaches who are involved in coaching those performances. This year, we even have a new coach joining us. And the vocalist piece, we've in 2017, we had some vocalists perform as entertainment to just add a whole new element to the dance competition. And people enjoyed it so much. I got a lot of great feedback that it just made sense to bring that fun element this year.
And you're doing this event at the Community Center in Winston to kind of kick things off. Talk more about that.
Yeah, so our Winston event is really like a public rehearsal. We've done this every year. We've done it at elementary schools and UCC, and this year we'd love to do it in the Winston community. And really, it's for family and friends who cannot come to the actual performances at Sunnyside Theater. So those events, you have to be 21 years and older. And so it's great for younger members to come, and those who may not want to be out late at night. It's a matinee, so it starts at 3 p.m. So it might be a good time of day for you to check out the performers as they practice.
So you have two nights at Sunnyside, but each is a little different, right?
Yeah, so the Thursday night, like I mentioned, are our vocalists performing. We have seven vocalists, and we also have three special guests. And then Friday night, we have our dance performances, and we do have some special guests on Friday night as well joining us to open the show and really celebrate a great night out.
So the virtual format, welcome to 2022. Everybody's figured out how to do virtual events now. How's that going to work?
So our virtual event, you can register through our website, which is peaceathomedance.com. You can also buy tickets to the in-person show there. You can also vote for the performers through that website. But the virtual show, if you purchase a ticket to do a watch party or you register your watch party, you will be entered to win a 70-inch flat screen TV donated by Good Vibrations. So if you are staying home, I would recommend you spend your Saturday night watching and cheering us on and with a chance to win a TV.
Wow. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to fit a 70-inch TV on your wall, but hey, people make it work.
No, actually, well, not in here, but no, I think the one I have at home is close to that probably. So those are pretty common these days, and people really like them, so that's a cool opportunity. So talk about the serious side of some of the work you're doing, maybe if somebody isn't totally sure, what is Peace at Home all about?
Yeah, so this fundraiser is to support the vital services that we provide to people experiencing family violence, sexual assault, stalking, or human trafficking. Folks here in Douglas County that might be experiencing those types of violence. And the services that we provide is we have a 24-hour hotline where people can receive some peer counseling and safety planning and other resource and referrals. We also have a legal advocacy team, and we provide shelter services to folks who might be experiencing homelessness as a result of the violence or unhealthy relationship they're in that they may be leaving. And then we have lots of other services related to healthcare and connecting students at UCC and also connecting families at DHS.
Have you seen the need for your services go up in the last couple of years?
Actually, we've seen a need for our services go up in the last couple of months. And I'm not really sure what's occurring right now other than, the stressors and people becoming more aware of our services in the community. But there is definitely a high need for shelter. As most people know, we purchased a hotel this year, and we have been able to serve twice as many families at that hotel. Currently, we're at capacity and also trying to help find housing for those families that are in there. And so they have caseworkers that are working closely with them to do that.
And that's obviously got to be a bit of a struggle right now, just given the housing shortage in the area.
Yes. So it's great to have some of our community partners who, are providing affordable housing. Peace at Home also in the last year purchased some additional units. So now we have 9 of our own units, which has been helpful for folks who are transitioning from shelter and may need longer support in transitional housing until they find that permanent housing in this housing shortage that we're experiencing.
So the 12th, the 17th, 18th, 19th for all these events, and give people again online or phone number how they get connected, get signed up.
Yeah, so I would follow us on Facebook at Peace at Home Dance Competition. We also have an Instagram, or go to our website at peaceathomedance.com. You can also call our phone number at 541-957-0288.
All right, Melanie Prummer from Peace at Home, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39, morning conversation.